Hello and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Eric Hathaway, Portfolio Manager with RBC Global Asset Management's Blue Bay Fixed Income team in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This week we're diving into recent developments in the U.S. housing market. Housing is a major driver of economic activity and typically represents the largest asset on consumer balance sheets. With a value nearing $50 trillion, fluctuations in home values can significantly impact the economy, as we saw during the global financial crisis. The housing market also plays a critical role in the valuation of many securities we purchase at RBC Blue Bay that are backed by residential mortgages. So where do we stand today? Since the pandemic, home prices have surged. Nationally, prices are up more than 50% since 2020, according to Case-Shiller. However, the pace of price increases has slowed significantly compared to the double-digit gains seen in 2020 and 2021. The most recent Case-Shiller report for March surprised to the downside. While the market had expected a 30 basis point increase, the report instead showed a 12 basis point decline, the first decrease in over 2 years. While 1 month of negative price action isn't alarming on its own, it does highlight some softness in the market. Another key indicator we monitor is the month supply ratio. It's the number of months it would take to sell the current inventory of homes on the market. As of April, this figure climbed to 4.4 months for existing homes. Outside of the pandemic, this is the highest level since 2016. While 4.4 months isn't unhealthy, it's notable. Typically, when this metric exceeds 5 months, it signals a buyer's market, where home prices may struggle to rise due to increased competition. The biggest challenge for the housing market right now is affordability. During the pandemic, the price surge was fueled by a combination of strong demand and historically low interest rates. The impulse to buy, combined with cheap mortgages, drove buyers to pay up. Now, with mortgage rates more than double and prices still elevated, many buyers have been priced out of the market. The National Association of Realtors Housing Affordability Index is at its lowest level in nearly 40 years. This affordability crunch is reflected in sluggish home sales. Existing home sales are running at an annualized pace of around 4 million units, the lowest level since the aftermath of the global financial crisis and roughly 70% of pre-pandemic levels. Looking ahead, we expect modest home price appreciation over the next year, likely in the range of 0 to 2%. Given the uncertain economic environment and potential inflationary pressures, this seems like a reasonable estimate. The primary risk to this outlook is interest rates. A 1% rise or fall in rates would significantly impact housing market dynamics. What does this mean for mortgage-backed securities? In terms of loan performance, we're seeing some of the lowest losses in years. Borrowers who purchased homes prior to 2022 benefited from exceptionally strong price gains, and losses from these vintages have been minimal. For example, Fannie Mae has reported net losses of less than 1 basis point for loans made in 2020 and 2021, compared to losses of 370 basis points during the peak of the global financial crisis. Many of these borrowers also locked in historically low mortgage rates. The average rate on a Fannie Mae mortgage originated in 2021 was just 2.93%, compared to nearly 7% today. These low-rate mortgages are now considered valuable assets, as refinancing or taking out a new loan would result in significantly higher monthly payments. Even with the current slowdown in housing price gains, we see no immediate concerns for agency or non-agency mortgages. Consumer balance sheets remain healthy, delinquencies are normalizing, and losses remain low. We view this moderation in the housing market as a natural response to the extraordinary conditions of the past few years. At RBC Blue Bay, we continue to see value in mortgage-backed securities, which offer attractive income characteristics for many of the portfolios we manage. And with that, I'll thank you for joining me on this edition of the Weekly Fix, where we explore the key topics shaping markets and investments.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.